We're told that here, Ashoka's sadistic head torturer would pry open the mouths of his victims and pour molten copper down their throats. But then, around 262 BC, following a particularly pitiless and bloody victory, Ashoka suddenly had a sickening realization of all the suffering that he'd caused, and his change of heart could not have been more dramatic. Invoking the non-violent teachings of the Buddha and declaring his heartfelt remorse for all his murderous actions, he vowed that from here on in, he would govern righteously. The reformed emperor set his new beliefs in stone. He sought out sites associated with the Buddha's life and erected pillars up to 15 meters high. In doing so, he marked them out for the benefit of future pilgrims. He had inscriptions like this, carved into stone, right across his empire. But these edicts didn't lionize his victories in battle. Instead, they declared his revulsion of violence and urged his subjects to live moral and compassionate lives.